right. Well, here we go.
Yeah.
The first time we did this was 1999, Bob. The summer of 1999. We were over at the Landry Center. And a tall, skinny dude was sitting on the sideline, icing his knees. And we were like, man, I wonder if this guy will last. You know? Those knees, when you're that tall.
His knees are shot at 19.
Were you 20? You were 20 probably right then. Maybe even 21, because it was later in the summer. And he's about to turn 41, and he's here in our studio right now. Dirk.
Unreal.
Hey, guys.
Unreal.
Good to be back.
How's those knees feeling?
The knees are good. The ankle give me some problems. But, you know, hopefully it's going to hold up. You know, all I really want to do is play tennis and chase the kids. So hopefully I can still do that.
Do you have a tennis court in your yard?
I do.
Yes.
Nice.
You deserve that. You know that?
I've had it for a long, long time, though. You know, in the summer, I play all the time. This summer, not so much yet. But, yeah, I love tennis. Love watching it. Love playing. That's one of my big hobbies.
Do you have one of those walls where you can just hit it by yourself?
We do have that, which actually the kids are taking over these days and throwing stuff at it. And so, yeah, well, we do have that.
How many kids?
Three.
Damn.
Yeah.
Went quick. Six, almost six, four, and two now. So it's busy at home, but it's no, it's fun. And we're going to travel a bunch, which makes it a little more challenging with three. But it's been awesome.
Yeah. I assume it's a different process for you when you travel. I don't know.
Traveling nanny?
I don't know how NBA...
At times. Yeah. At times. Because otherwise you can't do anything, really.
Yeah.
Don't know how NBA superstar fully travels. But let me tell you, five, which is where I'm at, it's a real problem to find rooms. Like, you're looking for, like, rooms that where mom and dad don't have to stay.
Five people, not kids.
Yeah, well, you
know, I was about to say, you got five kids?
No, he's got three.
No. But family of five.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, family of four, you'd still kind of, all right, you guys in that bed, we'll be in this bed. By five, you're like, okay, we're going to need a door on the room and just have the kids out there. And that, it's a whole different game. Very complex.
It's a little more challenging. And, you know, when I used to come by myself with like half a bag because I got some clothes in Germany. This was a long time ago. And now I'm guessing we're rolling up with 10 bags and strollers and like travel beds for kids. And I mean, it's insane. Like, my parents picked me up from the airport like, are you choking? Where is all this going? So it's evolved over the last 10 years, let's just say.
Well, I can't.
Do you stay at your parents' house?
I do still, and we kind of sneak in our downstairs where I used to live. It's in the basement, so it's the one bedroom, and there's another room off to the side. So we're kind of taking over their entire basement, and
same exact house you grew up in.
Yes.
That's
which is actually, it was my grandfather and grandmother's house. And so we got a good rent deal on it growing up. And then when they both passed away, so it's actually my dad's sister actually got that house now. So it's my aunt that owns the house, and my parents still live in it.
Big old place.
So they never wanted you.
Not too big. Well, we got a nice little yard and where we used to play and put up goals. And basketball and everything in the yard.
Okay, this is also
But they never wanted you to buy them, because certainly you could have just bought them that giant house or whatever.
Yeah, no, they never wanted that.
Did you ask?
Yeah, but they like living there and they like that spot. And
and you don't just rent out a hotel suite for your stay? Stay at your mom's house?
Otherwise, otherwise I don't get to see them much. You know, the kids go to bed early and you have to get up in the morning, and that way we can do everything together, you know? And then when the kids go to bed, I can sit with my parents still upstairs and talk and catch up, and otherwise in the hotel, it'll be completely different.
And okay. Do they ever talk basketball with you, or do they not care about that at all?
My parents?
Yeah.
No, they love basketball now. You know, they were my number one supporters over the last two decades. At the beginning, yeah, my mom played. My dad wasn't thrilled about the decision to play, but then once I made it, and yeah, he was my biggest fan. He was actually here for the last week.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't feeling too hot, so she didn't make the trip. But my sister and my dad were here, and they were, I mean, obviously emotional. And
what do you mean he wasn't thrilled about your decision to play? Like, to come over here?
No, I was a handball player, and he was my coach. I mean, that story has been told a couple times.
But he wanted you to stick with him, though.
Boy, you guys as listeners have heard that a million times.
Impossible.
My dad was a handball player, and he was my coach. And at the time, and I told him, "Hey, bud, I don't handball is not really my thing. I kind of want to play basketball." He was not thrilled there for a while, and thought I made the wrong decision because I'm sure he thought I could be a decent handball player. And then
you have to be the only NBA player with that story.
I might be. Like I don't think a lot of guys...
Name another NBA player whose dad wished they went into handball instead.
Yeah. You know, actually, handball is not big here. You know, in Europe, it's actually really big. We have the best league in Germany. Is actually that our handball league is really, really good. We have some of the best players in the world.
how hard is it to get the best players in the world to their league?
Don't hate.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah. No, it's a good league.
I'm sorry. That was totally unnecessary. Can I just tell you that you know, and I know people thank you for things all the time, but the fact that you've been coming up to this studio since 1999, we went to the Landry Center. The very next year, I remember, he came up here. And I want to say it's been every year since, and I can't prove that, but I'm almost positive it is, that either we've come to you or you've come to us. But the fact that we feel like we've done something like this every year of your career, which started in the very first year of our show, I can't tell you how much it means to us that even here, a couple months later, you're still checking off this year with us, despite you could be anywhere in the world right now. So the fact that you're merely in our studio again means the world to us.
I appreciate you guys.
And it also confuses us that you're willing to do it all these many years, but I know at this point it became a habit, and yes. And we got on your calendar, and that's a very cool thing.
For sure.
So how weird has this been these last 2 months in that I assume you haven't picked up a basketball? I assume you maybe haven't really worked out. Like, you've allowed yourself to, I think, become a human being for, like, 60 days in a row now, and I'm curious, is there some sort of itch? Are there any regrets, or are you really enjoying your life right now?
I'm feeling at peace with everything, with the decision. You're right, I haven't worked out, I haven't touched a basketball, and it feels amazing, just, you know, enjoying the kids. We traveled somewhere, took the kids to the beach, to the Caribbean. Went to Disney World on the way back, which was an absolute circus. But they enjoyed that. And, just been traveling and been hanging here. And, you know, we had our baseball game, which was a success again. So been staying busy sort of, and, but enjoying it. I went to the gym the other day and, saw some guys working out there because I wanted to see the trainers. We're obviously still my friends. So I went in and I saw some of the guys working out, and I didn't even want to watch. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to see that. I have absolutely zero motivation right now to do anything. So it's been great. It's been great. I'm sure it's going to change a few months down the road.
Sure.
But as of now, I'm really at peace with the decision.
Okay, because, and I know your friend Brian has busted my chops for a good 3 or 4 years because I, probably when you were 37 or 38, started to wonder, and probably into a microphone, if Dirk still wants to keep playing. And so I don't know what it was of like the 15-16 season. I don't know what happened back then, but for some reason I got it in my head that maybe you were going to hang it up and we should be on watch. And of course, you almost made it to 2020. And then this year, any sort of official announcement wasn't happening, and yet people were like, congratulating you for your last stop in Boston or your last stop at the Staples Center, the Doc Rivers thing. I remember we were watching that in Vegas for some reason. I guess we were with the Stars, so that must have been early March. But whatever the case is, it was a weird final walk down the lane for you. And did you know all along, kind of?
Not really. You know, I didn't know what to expect, how my foot's going to react. I was hoping that I was going to have a great year. And, you know, it just, it wasn't that great. My foot was bothering me. The tendon was giving me issues. So I almost set out over 20 games, and then, finally came back, and my foot wasn't great all year. I kind of knew even in some of the good games I had, it was giving me problems. I was limping at times, and You know, the next day at practice, I was feeling it. And so it was, it just took the joy out of what I love doing. And so I kind of knew earlier that this was going to be it, but I still wasn't going to announce it. I still was going to play out the season, you know, see how the foot reacts and just, you know, talk to my people and my crew in the summer and make a decision. And then, you know, it just, it was clear to me. It was clear this wasn't happening. As we got closer and closer to the end of the season, it was clear to me that I wasn't going to come back. And, you know, I took pills, I took injections throughout the year. And I was like, this is not how I want to keep going.
Yeah.
And so the decision actually to announce, was made right before the last home game, probably a day or two. My family was already in town, had a bunch of other family members here and friends. And the decision was made right then and there at one of the dinners. And then they were like, hey, if that makes you feel better and takes the pressure off, then go ahead and announce. And that's what I did then after the last home game.
Wow, that's amazing that decision was made just 2 days before that, because they really put together a great celebration for you.
And I told them too. I said, hey, why are you guys doing that? And I was involved a little bit. I didn't know the extent of it. But they said all year long, hey, just in case, if this is your last home game and you do retire in the summer and we didn't do anything, then we would feel super, super bad about it. And, so they decided to put this thing together. And at the end, I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, if I would have come back after that, it would have been super awkward. Like,
right.
Like, what are we doing next year, guys? Like, this, they already left it all out there, which ended up being perfect. The way it went, and I was able to announce that I was retiring. And I think that whole last week, with the Spurs game as well, was kind of everything I dreamed of and worked out great. But, yeah, they kind of planned that out of the blue and not really knowing what was going on.
All right. I'd like to talk about that game in particular, but after we do what we call promotional announcements.
Okay. Do that.
That's next.